For those fortunate enough to be able to sing and sing well, the opportunity to perform in a choral ensemble can be a source of lifelong enjoyment. The members of Kauai Voices, an audition choir based in Lihue, managed to put together two seasons' worth of performances each year, each with a theme. This time, artistic director Randy Leonard couldn't help noticing how many of the song titles arrayed in front of him had the word ain't in it, and he decided to do something about it. He's on the phone from Lihue. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. This is I like this idea because you can fit any kind of songs into it, can't you?
Yeah, and we love doing a variety of different styles of music, so it was a wonderful thing, and it gave us something different to do, something interesting for a theme.
Well, when I first heard of this, Randy, a couple of titles popped into my head, obvious ones, you know, Ain't Misbehavin'.
Right.
Ain't That a Shame, but I'm sure you found some that you hadn't thought of, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. There's a contemporary piece called The Letter that has it in it. There's a classical choral piece called Without a Song, and it's just a subtle one word in the whole piece that
really
had it, which opened it up to, you know, presenting that. But, yeah, there's a wealth of songs with the word ain't. I was quite surprised.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the lyrics to Without a Song because that one has slipped right by me.
Yeah, it's right at the very, very end of the song that lyric is, and it's a beautiful piece. It's a wonderful choral piece, and I can tell you really quickly about that.
Well, I'm just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. Without a song, The day would never end without a song. The road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend.
Oh, how about
that?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the fun of discovery when you're putting together a show like this, isn't it, Randy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Little treasures here that you find when you're researching music.
So you've got 30-plus voices for this show, right?
Correct.
How do they line up in terms of pitch, you know, baritones and...
Pretty well balanced. That's one of the goals of putting together Kauai Voices, that we have a very well balanced group, and we have a wonderful blend of songs, of voices, you know, to present the songs and everything. Our mix is very important.
Which I'm just curious, Randy, which range is hardest to find? Are bass singers hard to find these days?
Right now, bass and tenor are the hardest. Bass has been especially difficult. The men seem to be very busy and not able to fit us into our schedule many times. But we manage. We have some really faithful basses, and we've gotten some new ones also. So,
but it does seem that it would be. I'm surprised that tenors are rare for you, but bass isn't too surprising. It's hard to find that done really well, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I feel very fortunate that we have some very talented basses in our group.
This has been a vocation for you for a long time, not just being a singer, not just singing yourself, but getting others to sing and kind of bringing it out of them. When did you sort of find out that was where you were going with your music?
Probably when I was 4 or 5, when I was standing in front of the old black and white TV, and my parents witnessed me leading the music that was on the TV.
you weren't being a soldier; you were being a general from the beginning, huh?
Oh, right from the beginning, yeah. I was leading them in song on the TV, and from that point, they saw my interest and nurtured that, and put me in the right places to learn from some great musicians along the way. And by the time I was 20, when I was in college, I actually got my first professional conducting job with a church in New England.
So when you're conducting a piece like this, and you say you've already got your singers trained to have what you consider the right balance of pitch and volume and that kind of thing, what are the things that in performance that you sort of guide them through?
Well, there are nuances to the song. The song is more than notes and pitches and all of that. especially choral music. It's alive. It's a human creation, and it creates human emotion.
Yeah.
So there are lots of nuances, lots of subtleties as we pass through the song. And one thing that Kauai Voices does, which I've required of them, is that they memorize absolutely everything in the whole show so that their mm-hmm. eyes are never distracted going to music. They're on me. And then I can create one unit, one voice out of these 30 and create just subtle nuances that bring out the emotion even more than you would typically hear in many choruses.
That makes a huge difference, because the whole idea of watching musicians watch something else, namely a piece of paper, is sort of a detached experience, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it also, that piece of paper creates a barrier, not only between myself as a conductor and the singers, but between the singers and their audience, because,
yeah.
you know, there's a more of a connection between the singers and the audience as well without that piece of paper.
Well, you know, when you're performing, it's all too easy to have that piece of paper be a crutch, and you don't, I often feel that you don't really know a song until you've memorized it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and it just allows them to raise the bar on that song and its performance.
You know, when you hear a singer do a song and they're not really conveying to you an understanding of the lyrics, something is lost, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why, you know, in the 16 weeks leading to the performance, not only are we studying the rhythms and the pitches and such things, we're stopping and we're discovering how to express what that piece means, what the lyrics are about, what the vocal lines are about, and why it's written the way it is, and it puts it all together as we go step by step and week by week.
16 weeks, huh? that's a good preparation, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have a heavy program. We have 20 pieces that the group performs between the full choir and some soloists that are doing some pieces and some ensembles. So it's a generous amount of material that needs to be prepared perfectly for our audiences.
That is pretty generous, Randy. Well, wish you luck with the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to our audiences enjoying this.
No, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Randy Leonard is the musical director of Kauai Voices, an auditioned choir based in Lihue, Kauai, with 30 to 40 members from age 8 to over 80. Concerts will be performed June 17th through 19th at St. Michael's Church in Lihue with the theme, Ain't That Great Music?